gate to Pandemonium is hidden away in a town called Bedlam. Part of the Outlands not oft visited by anyone in their right mind. To tell us about Bedlam is Nicholas Silvar.
Damn this wind! Why won't it stop whistling in my ears? Powers above! It's driving me crazy! Oh, wait. There it goes. Ah! Who are you? Oh, right. Sorry. Sorry if I'm acting a little strange. It's just this wind is all. Bedlam? Eh? That's all you want? You sure? Sure? Right. Then here's the chant. It's built on the body of a god that tried to escape from the Howling Land. The Plain of Winds. You can see his hand right over there, thrusting out from the ground. Word has it that if you look at his face from the sky, you can see his face grimacing against the ground, like he's still straining to get free. Matter of fact, right now, we're sitting right on his nose. I'd sure hate to be him. I haven't had a bath in weeks. You don't suppose he knows who we are? Sorry. It was just a joke. You are a laughing kind of god, right? Probably not. Considering where you are, oh well. It doesn't matter anyway. So Bedlam's run by a total flapping old bird. A wizard who can't cast a spell to save his life. Or so it seems. He's madder than the rest of us combined. Comes from studying Pandemonium too much. One day, I'll do him in, and then I'll be the ruler here. Unless the god comes through. Of course, if he did, he'd probably just get tumbled, sliced, and scragged before he realized where he was. That's what sort of town this is. Hey, don't you get too close to me. I'll nick you. I will. Ah, you're too close.